Good afternoon and welcome back. Yes, we've been away for a few weeks or so, but now we're back and we have at this Colchester Arts Centre podcast three other people besides myself, Anthony Clavain, who are going to be talking about all things Colchester Arts Centre. On my left, we've got Wendy Hildreth. Hello, Wendy.
Hello.
We've also got Emma Wallace, who's returning to not only the Arts Centre, but to the podcast, because you were here at the very first podcast, weren't you?
That's right, I was. Hello.
Hello. And we've got Stafford Glover, who has been here for some time now.
And have been, yes. Haven't you? Yes, still here.
And a very valued member
of
the staff.
Very happy to be here.
Yeah. Yes. Very happy to be here. So, what we're going to talk about today, three things. First of all, Wendy's going to be chatting to Emma, who has started a new job here, in the marketing publicity department, very big department.
Department of one, just me.
Then I'm going to be having a little chat about a couple of things coming up in June, which to do with, first of all, football, the World Cup, and second of all, citizen journalism. Then we're going to be talking about this great thing which Stafford's done with the website, where people can review, preview, interview things at the Arts Centre. It's looking great. We want to get more people contributing, and one of the main contributors has actually been Wendy, so you can talk about what you've been doing,
Yep. Some
of the things you've seen. And so let's kick it off by going over to Wendy, who's a member of the citizen journalism team, who's going to be talking to Emma, who's recently started as our marketing publicity person.
So, Emma, I hear this is not your first time at the Arts Centre.
No, I was the marketing and publicity officer here, I think, about 21 years ago.
Good heavens.
Which is 21. A very long time ago. Fresh out of uni, this was my first ever proper job.
Can I just say, you haven't changed a bit, because I did actually interview
thank
you.
Thank you, Anthony.
I interviewed you, I was on the interviewing panel.
You were indeed.
And really have not changed.
So they say never come back, so why on earth have you come back?
Well, I've been working on and off with the Arts Centre probably for about the last 10 years. Mm. And Anthony called me because Ben was leaving and asked me if I could come in and take over at short notice, which I've done.
Okay.
And here I am, yeah.
So are you going to bring anything new to the job?
Hopefully. For the time being, though, I'm just going to carry on Ben's brilliant work.
So it's carry on Ben.
It is absolutely carry on Ben.
Absolutely. And what else have you been doing in the interim 20 years?
I don't know. How long have we got? I've worked on Colchester Comedy Festival.
Right.
I've done some work with musical organisation Pimlott Foundation. And then I've done a couple of projects here for the Arts Centre. The last one was Mammalian Diving Reflex, All the Sex, which was in July, which I think was the very first podcast. Mm.
Excellent. Mm. Yes, and we actually crossed paths, didn't we?
We have.
Lots.
Yes.
So it's quite amusing, really, how everything sort of crosses.
Mm.
And
Everyone knows everyone.
Everyone does know everyone.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
Indeed. And what I was going to say was that Emma hopefully will be there on the night when we reboot our citizen journalism group, which was very successful. We had it last year. We're going to have it again this year.
It was a brilliant evening.
Was it? There were about 70 people there.
Yeah.
And we had a good panel on.
Good nibbles. The nibbles were good.
I tell you what, the nibbles.
No expense spared.
The highlight of the evening.
I think the thing that struck me was the wide range of people that attended.
Mm.
So everything from sixth form college students, right through to older people like myself.
Yeah, yeah.
The nibbles were good.
Yeah.
Nibbles,
yeah,
were very nice nibbles and cups of coffee.
But also what we had was a good panel which included someone who was an activist who made podcasts and she went out and interviewed people. We had someone who was in a magazine where they only wrote about women in music, and she talked about that.
We had a student from Essex University.
That's right, who's on the course there, the journalism course there.
Yeah.
It was quite a varied panel.
And obviously you, who's
written
for newspapers.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we also had
Nibbles. Nibbles were good.
Yeah. Nibbles.
And you had Neil Darcy Jones, didn't you?
Ah, yes, Neil Darcy Jones, a legend.
Yeah.
And he talked about, actually Neil's done brilliant things because in his position as the arts editor, I think it is, of the Gazette, he's sort of given a lot back, I think, to people and given a lot of people opportunities. So we're doing the same thing. We're saying, come to Colchester Arts Centre, interview anyone, review things, and preview gigs. We can get on the website, because Stafford, as I say, you've set up this website. Just tell people a little bit about that.
We have a sort of blog site where we hope to post, well, we hope and indeed are posting reviews, interviews, previews of Colchester Arts Centre events, or just general think pieces on anything Colchester Arts Centre related. It really can be anything. It could just be could be photographs, could be a bit of audio. Really interested in hearing anything. And
so I don't know about the think pieces, because I think one of the best think pieces that you came up with was, why were the Nibbles so good at the Citizen Journalism?
Great, yeah, benchmark bit of writing. Yeah.
That think piece was superb. Yeah, yeah. It didn't make it, though, sadly.
No, cutting room floor, entirely cut, cut in its entirety.
But if people want to get...
But you can, yeah, you can go to our website. If you go to our website, first of all, you can see there's a very poorly formed icon at the top marked blog, and that will take you to the blog page. You can see what's up there already. And if you want to contribute anything, you can email it to me, and the email address is staff@colchesterartscentre.com. And yeah, it'd be great to hear from people.
And brilliant. And just before I hand over to Wendy, who'll talk about the art of reviewing, and you can mention two or three things, can I just say that as I came into Colchester Arts Centre today, I was stopped by two gentlemen who both commented on my beard and said what a fine beard it was. And I think they were both Jehovah's Witnesses. I just wanted to say that.
Right, good, yeah. Good. Good.
And then
perhaps we could post a picture of you beside the podcast. So
I think we should post a picture of all of us.
So people can see your beard.
That's true. And and also in the picture there must be nibbles.
And a picture of nibbles.
Well, I've got a glass of water.
That's true. It's not. Yeah. It doesn't come under the nibbles thing, the water, does it? No. Anyway, Wendy, you've been to like three things in particular, which have got very kind of intellectual titles. Dr. Zeman's Catastrophe, spelled catastrophite machine. Is it actually fight or fee?
Yes, that was Martin Figura,
who was
a poet. And he
was terrible spelling.
Yeah, he was a real wordsmith.
Yeah.
He talked about his life, and it actually did get quite personal for me at times. So this was part of the Wonderful Wednesday. So I decided to take that on board, because I thought not many people will want to do the Wonderful Wednesdays. I thought most of the citizen journalists would want to do gigs and things. And I've actually found them very enjoyable. The very first one I went to was called Heartbeats and Algorithms.
Oh.
And it was a lady called Jenny Lee. And it was absolutely brilliant. It was just a one-woman show. I went to another one, which was sort of the whole of the art centre was turned into a pub. And we were all sitting around tables. And I got us to interact. That was an interesting one. There was another one called A Total Eclipse of Descartes, which was Robert Newman. Who is a comedian, and that was absolutely brilliant. That one, with the Wonderful Wednesdays, because it's usually a smaller group of people, they put the Arts Centre around the other way, so there's usually only about 50 to 60 of us, with the show going on the floor and the audience on rake seating. But the Total Eclipse of Descartes, it was absolutely packed, and he was on stage, and how you can make philosophy into a comedy is amazing.
He's a genius,
including talking about Socratic dialogues with his 8-year-old daughter, and he covered every branch of philosophy.
Do you remember that he was with David Baddiel initially?
Yes.
It was Newman and Baddiel, and they were in the Mary Whitehouse
experience.
Yes, you know, and they played here as a pair.
Did
in
they?
About 90...
Newman and Baddiel?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
They did.
But the other two people on the Mary Our White House experience were, do you know?
Punt and Dennis.
Correct. So you
the news quiz.
You win
Are they news quiz now?
They are. No, the Now Show.
Now Show.
Now Show. So, that was interesting. I never knew that about Newman Baddiel playing. Were you here just as a fan, or were you here as a...
I think they did.
Do you know what?
Sure.
Most people on their way up have played Colchester Arts Centre.
Absolutely.
And indeed on their way down. Now, no, that's not true at all.
But that is the other thing, that there's such a varied programme, and there's something for everybody at the Arts Centre.
Yeah.
So be it that you're into gigs, or you're into folk, or comedy, or children's shows, so there's a lot for families as well. So anybody that wants to get involved, if you regularly come to, say, all the children's shows or all the folk nights, then you could be writing reviews.
That's what we want, people to get in touch and do what Wendy's done, you know, excellent reviews, send them to staff, get them on our website, and if you're interested in making podcasts, contact staff as well. So, thank you very much, everybody. Thank you very much to Wendy.
That's all right. It's been great.
Thank you very much to Emma.
It's great.
Thanks. And staff, as always. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And to Anthony for keeping us all in control.
Just our anchor man.
Yes.
I will now be known as the anchor from here in. Very good.